a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Right, hour number two underway here on the Midnight Rider. We've got Jim Condit Jr. with us tonight, and you who've joined us on the phone before the break. Ira had made a comment for you, and you were going to respond. Jim, go right ahead.
I just wanted to add to what he said, and what we've been urging, and a few people like Walter have talked to Dr. Rand Paul and talked to Ron Paul briefly in New Hampshire, and some other people have had more sit downs. And what we're urging him to do is to do what's right up his alley and talk about the constitutionality here, the National Clean Elections lawsuit filed by Bob Schultz a few months ago against all 50 states to throw out the computers. It is based on two Supreme Court decisions that already exist. The first one was in 1964. The second one was in 1964. The first one was 1915. And it said our right to vote consists of two parts, the right to cast a ballot, A, and the right to know that your ballot was counted effectively or accurately, B. And it's B that these machines are violating. We can still cast a ballot, but when they hide the ballots from the people, that's hiding the evidence. We don't have any idea, like tonight, whether these machines played it straight, were programmed to play it straight, or whether they moved 3% to Rudy and took away 4% from Ron Paul. We just don't know. And so the idea is Ron Paul would come out and say what I think would be right up his alley, would say, look, I'm standing up for the constitutional rights of my constituents and every other constituent to have their vote protected as enunciated in the Declaration of Independence, Consent of the Governed. It says there in the Constitution, which talks about electing the president, the congressman, and implies that these would be honest elections. And then also in the well, I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry to tell you. I've been up for so many days in a row. Occasionally, I'm not without any sleep, but I've been getting 4 or 5 hours. Occasionally, my brain adrenaline crashes there, Mike, so I'm sorry. But then you get the idea. Ron could stand on the constitutional right of his supporters and all the people in America to have that. Their vote protected as the Supreme Court and the Constitution defined it, and that would be right up his alley as a constitutional champion.
Yeah, indeed. So, the website should be back up tomorrow?
Well, yes. I what's going to happen is, one way or the other, we're going to get rid of that noise that was at the top. That, as I say, I think there's going to be some issues between Walter and the guys he hired to program. That's one reason I've had such little sleep. Is a fellow named Art Groban and I, Art Groban in Florida, and I have been just trying to keep it together. And as long as we get the hand counted all in and compare it against the whole deal, then we will have something to look at here. But it should be up, and it will, one way or the other, it'll just have a link to another page where everyone can see everything clearly. So stay
just a couple of minutes. We'll wrap them on the other side. We'll talk about your congressional run here this year as well. So stay right there.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider. Ron in Texas and Bill in Idaho, you guys have been patiently holding. We'll get you after the break as well. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
Mm-hmm. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, 800-313-9443. We've got Jim Condit Jr. with us and Rob Bishop. We're talking about the New Hampshire primaries tonight. Ron Paul in a disappointing fifth place tonight. And Jim Condit Jr. is running for Congress. What district in Ohio, Jim?
It's the second district in Ohio, which is being contested. Now, June Smith, who is the one who called John Murtha a coward, do you remember that?
Right.
Implied he was. He's the one holding that seat, and I'm running as independent. Of course, we're generally greatly outspent by the party machines, but the important thing is for everyone to understand something that's opened us to get our message out to hundreds of thousands and even millions of people, and that's the reasonable access law, and I hope people listening to RBN would consider we need not just a few of us, but people in every major city and every state to run for Congress. Yeah, we want to win, but if we can't win, we can at least get our message out to lay the groundwork to wake up the American people. So what it means, with the regional access law says that if you are a federal candidate, congressional, presidential, then the FEC licensed stations, or excuse me, the FCC licensed stations, Federal Communications Committee licensed stations of television and radio must carry your ads uncensored, okay? So, That allows you to put messages on vote fraud, on 911, on whatever, and they can't censor the ad. So that's the value of it. And then we always put a website at the end of the radio ad, Mike, so it leads them into the website, and then that website would then lead them into other, link to other websites. And for many, you know, for some people anyway, and many people, you open up a whole new world of information for them. And we also advertise on the big talk radio stations like Limbaugh and Hannity, because the people listening to that think they're getting the truth, but they're not getting the truth. They need to find out about things like RBN, so you use the commercial to lead them to the website to open up this whole new world of information for them.
Yeah, and then plus two, Jim, I believe that every incumbent in Congress needs to go home, period.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, there may be two or three exceptions, but the 430 of them are going to need to go. And that wouldn't hurt a thing. That wouldn't hurt a thing. So, you know, but we have to, the other side, the power structure, the neocons, whatever you want to call them, the coalition, you know, they sometimes kill each other, but they've kind of held it together for 50 or 60 years now. They got a lot of things in their favor, like this computerized vote fraud where they hide the ballot, which means they hide the evidence from the people. But we got our freedom still, and we can't give up. We have to alert people, and by getting involved with the precinct system in our counties, which is the second half of this thing, we can take back the country, I believe. But hundreds of thousands of people got to start moving in the same direction. But with the Internet, and with all the alternative media coming up on the Internet and elsewhere, we have a chance to do it if we just will, you know, we'll take, not be, act as if everything's so comfortable and just put a little bit of effort every year. A lot of us put a little bit of effort into taking back the country.
Right, exactly. And I wholeheartedly agree. And Jim, keep us updated on the counts. And as we get closer to time, we'll have you on again. We'll talk about your congressional race. I'll let you lay out your whole platform and everything, and I so appreciate you coming on.
Well, thank you, and we'll give you an email on when we get something coherent to say about this, and if we can find anything that doesn't make sense, we're certainly going to push it. But if we cry wolf, there will be a wolf, okay?
Indeed. I appreciate that. No kind of smoke on the mountain. It might be smoke signals, but a smoking gun.
Yeah, that's
I appreciate
right. Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks very much, Jim. Jim Conda Jr.
Okay, bye-bye.
Running for Congress in the 2nd District of Ohio and working to watch the vote. And their website, libertybroadcastnetwork.org. That site's down right now, but this is an important job that needs doing. We've got people holding. We're going to get Rob involved in the conversation, but let's go to Ron in Texas. Ron, you've been so patient. Thanks for holding. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Appreciate you letting me talk with you all this evening.
It's our pleasure.
I got about three comments here. One of them would be kind of like, what a wonderful example are we setting to the world with our voting machine, it's like, has anybody heard any comments from the international polls as to kind of what they feel like, how our elections are now being handled?
Well, you know, they talked about, what was it, during the 2006 election? Of bringing international poll watchers over here, you know, and that's a shame. We're supposed to be the land of the free and the home of the brave, and instill it, you know, it's now home of the coward and the land of the slave. I mean, it's amazing.
The home of the suspicious.
Well, no doubt.
Let me. I called in to give you a firsthand account of what I wasn't able to record, unfortunately, but. As I turn the TV on this evening, one of the only main news channels that I can pick up is MSNBC. And I turned it on about 6:45, and the first thing that caught my mind's eye was the fact that as they were showing the polling results at that point, it seemed like it was only about 7 or 8%. They were showing Ron Paul with a little over 9,000 at 9%, and Giuliani was only 2%. Now, within 90 seconds, as those screens rotated again, the numbers had reversed, and Giuliani had the 9,000, and Paul had the 2%.
Yeah, when those early precincts started hitting, boom, as soon as it happened, it was like the huge flip, and then Ron Paul got within 40 votes of catching Giuliani, and after that, this little system of increasing by tens, and then once they hit to 10,000, it started going up 100 every whack.
Yeah, it was incredible. I couldn't believe the results. I still don't. And I think everybody's suspicion ought to be highly activated right now, and people ought to be asking questions, real hard questions, I mean with some force. I have one other comment. Two comments. One, that I could hardly hear Jim on my connection through here on your phone lines. He sounded like he was talking in a barrel of water.
I think something's in our phone system now, that everything went was working great, and then all of a sudden just everything's kind of gotten garbled because you're a little garbled too. So
I'll try to speak a little bit better here, actually.
Actually, that's great. Where you're at right now is super.
Okay. The other thing was comment was to be about Kucinich and his impeachment that he had introduced for Bush. And that I only remember hearing it being announced, the next day being ridiculed, and the next day never hearing anything else about it. And since I don't follow the Democratic side of things, I am a Ron Paul supporter, I found that I'm very curious that maybe you haven't even heard anything about it in the elections as they're going on, since Kucinich is also running. Have you heard anything further about the impeachment process?
That's been an interesting thing here, because recently Congressman's Wexler, and then there's one other. It's a woman, but Wexler's out of California, and this other woman. They're both Democrats on this committee that would handle the impeachment. They're saying now that we need to move forward. But here's the thing: you can impeach Bush and Cheney all you want now, but by the time you get your, it's actually too late to do anything, because by the time you get your discovery done, and everybody's had their chance to prance and prod around and do all that and decide what kind of documents we're going to get to see, January 20th, 2009 is here, and they're out the door. And so they patiently have waited, and so they trot the impeachment thing out to make the American people think that they're doing a good job and they're trying their best, when in the end it's just going to be a bunch of smoke and mirrors. Wouldn't you agree, Rob?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of unfortunate that we've gotten to the point now where we're trying to basically take out the names. What we have to do is basically blow up the whole structure, the whole system. It's corrupt from top to bottom. I think tonight is a stark example of that.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. Ron, anything else before we let you go?
No, that'll be all tonight. Now, enjoy yourself and keep on listening here. And if you've got anything else to add, I'll jump in with you.
All right, excellent. Bill in Idaho, thank you for holding. Welcome to the program.
Excellent, as usual, Mike. I would mention that there are no statutes of limitation on high crimes, misdemeanors, let alone war crimes, something very serious to consider. If they would press this at all issue, especially considering the fraud that is involved here, I'd like to have a clarification from what you heard from your guest, who is excellent. He's been at this a long time. Could you tell me if Bay Buchanan or her brother are anywhere involved in the management and or organization of the Ron Paul campaign, or handling and dispersing the money and the advertising?
I've not seen any evidence of that. Rob, have you that the Buchanans either Pat or Bay are involved in the Ron Paul campaign? I haven't heard anything of that.
No, not at all. In fact, Bay Buchanan was working with the Tancredo campaign until he went under. And I think she's the national director, national campaign manager of the Romney campaign as we speak.
Really? But, that's so very interesting.
Yeah, she's definitely – I know she's very high up in the hierarchy of the Romney campaign as soon as Tancredo went down.
But well,
neither one of them has anything to do with the Paul campaign. Buchanan's kind of pseudo-endorsed him. He's come out in favor of a lot of his policies, his non-interventionism and so on, but you know what I mean? You know how that goes. Oh, I can't endorse him fully because I work for the media. Well, sometimes being a patriot comes over your job. But I'll tell you what, I had Buchanan. I was supposed to be on my program a couple of weeks ago, and I talked to him a little bit, and I didn't like the vibe I was getting. I basically just told him no thanks and canceled the interview. But he's another one of those guys where he gives you about 85-90% good information that you can agree with. And I love his magazine that he founded, The American Conservative. I've been a subscriber for, God, about 4 years now. But I have a few questions about Pat Buchanan. But, I'll tell you what.
By history. But the other point is, considering the vote fraud that is going on presently, is there a possibility of just running kind of a quick and dirty survey, nationally to identify at least at the Ron Paul hookup and or local area. If
hurry, Bill, 2 seconds. Hurry, you got to move it. Hold on, hold right there. We'll come right back. Just a second.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
I'm gonna find my baby. Woo! Before that sun goes down. I'm gonna find my baby. Woo! Before that sun goes down. I'm gonna find my baby.
All right, back here on the Midnight Rider. Talking about the New Hampshire primary tonight, and we're actually going to give Rob an opportunity to comment here in just a couple of minutes. We've got Bill in Idaho on. Okay, Bill, go ahead and pick up your thought there and finish up.
Yeah, I wanted to know at a national level whether it's the precinct Ron Paul hookup or the management at the Ron Paul Central, who is running the campaign and how many of them are John Birch. It would be very interesting.
I'll tell you who's running the campaign. It's Lou Moore, who better be out of a job by about 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Thanks for the call.
And I hate to say that. I hate to be calling for somebody's job, but my God, how bad can you be? And everybody says, oh, it's Kent Snyder. No, Kent Snyder is sort of the kind of the small forward, I think it is, or point guard in the NBA. You know, he's basically directing traffic here. Lou Moore is responsible for actually what goes on day to day. He's responsible for deciding what's going to go on with this money that he ain't spending. And I don't know about you. I don't know how much money you guys out there have been putting into the Paul campaign, but I've been putting quite a bit that, let's face it, I didn't have, especially right before Christmas. that we were asked to go out there on December 16th and go and put a few hundred dollars in the Paul campaign. And we all did. We all anteed up. Where's our bang for the buck, so to speak? I'm not seeing it. I mean, what was it, $270,000 in New Hampshire, a state that Paul had to win or at least come in second to have any chance at all of winning this thing? And they dropped the ball. They dropped the ball in Iowa. I mean, it blows my mind. Look at today, the New Republic. And I hope we do have time. We have a couple minutes till the break. The New Republic, TNR.com, not TNRLive.com, which is a very good site that I highly recommend you checking out. TNR.com is the New Republic, an online magazine. I think they publish biweekly magazines as well. Hardcore neoliberal. And what is that? Basically, someone who says that they're liberal, you know, and I mean, takes your common leftist domestic stances on issues, you know, pro-abortion, pro-gun control, that sort of thing. But hardcore hawks, hardcore Zionists. I mean, it drives me nuts to see these people who were supposedly for open and free thought, then they come out and attack Ron Paul, write this total hit piece right from the top. From a Giuliani supporter who later came out that that's who exactly it was, and he admitted in an email, I forget the guy's name, I'm trying to get him on for Sunday. Somebody had emailed him and said, you know, this is all crap. Basically what the guy did, I should lay that out first, assuming that most of you don't know about this. Hopefully you don't go and read it because it's total crap. The guy went and misquoted a bunch of excerpts and took a lot of things out of context. From Ron Paul newsletters, not newsletters that Ron Paul wrote, but that he had his name on. The Ron Paul, he was Liberty Letter and Freedom Letter and so on from like 25, 30 years ago that were a little bit risque, a little bit, you know, borderline racist and so on, or at least when you first look at it until you actually read the whole article and take it in context. Well, then he said, well, Ron Paul said these things. Ron Paul is a racist. Ron Paul is anti-Semitic, even though none of it actually has anything to do with Judaism. It's all anti-Israel, anti-funding Israel, anti-Israel's militant approach to their neighbors. And, of course, in their eyes, that's anti-Semitism. Well, somebody went and emailed this guy and said, you know, this is all crap. What's going on? Why are you doing this, especially on the day of the New Hampshire primary? The guy writes back, says, oh, we're just having some fun. If it was a Giuliani hit piece, then I would have said he was a fascist and made things up there too. Of course, the guy didn't realize that the emailer was going to post that email on a bunch of Ron Paul sites and Ron Paul blogs and Ron Paul forums. So now everybody knows that not only is the article discredited, not only is the New Republic discredited, but the writer is as well. And it makes me sick to my stomach not only to see this happen, but then the Ron Paul campaign not to come fighting back, not to demand time on Alex Jones, who has, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of listeners, not to demand time on this program, which he knows he can get the drop of a hat and refute these claims. No, we're going to issue a press release on the website, a two-paragraph.
Late in the afternoon, not in the morning, not the night it happens, but the next day in the afternoon.
Exactly, and I found out about this last night. In fact, I was on your network, Mike, talking about it last night because I called Jesse Benton personally and said, do you know about this? Oh, yeah, we found out about it over the weekend. And they do nothing about it. They expect us to pick it up. And who did? Who was the one that debunked it? Oh, it was all the meetup groups. It was all the internet sites that actually took care of it yet again. These people are running a little localized campaign while saying they're running for president and taking in $25 million worth of donations. And they still have most of it on hand. It wasn't just the $20 million in the fourth quarter. You got to remember, they raised $5 million in the third quarter. And almost, what was it, almost $2 million now in this year already? I mean, it was $100,000 just today. What are they doing with it? We need something here. If not, it's not worth us basically throwing our money away if they're not going to try to make a go of this and not spend this money. That's why we did it. We didn't do that so we can get some media coverage so they could say Ron Paul raised $20 million. Hell no, at least me personally. I gave my money to Ron Paul so he can go and spend it and win this damn thing and get these ideas out. If this is what they're going to do.
Well, on the website it said need $12 million to win Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina.
Yeah, and what do we do? We came out and gave them $20 million. So what are they doing with it? If this is what they're going to do and just sit on the money or say, well, we're going to save it till later in the campaign. Guess what, folks? They didn't win this today. They got blown out. There isn't a later in the campaign. We're fighting right now.
Yeah. All right, we're going to grab a break. We'll come back. We're going to talk to Dwayne in Tennessee and Craig in Iowa when we get back. And we'd love to hear from you, 800-313-9368. 9443. A disappointing fifth place finish tonight for Ron Paul. And the thing is, this guy has a chance to win. I didn't think so a few months ago, but this message is that important.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, Officemax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
All right, back here on the Midnight Rider. You can tell I'm keyed up. I'm not even letting the music play tonight. I'm just like, ah! This has got to be... I'm not a big political pundit, but I knew that we had to either come in third or fourth tonight in Iowa to have a shot at this. And the fact that we're sitting here in fifth, 8% of the vote...
Not even that.
It was, what, 7.65% or something like that. This is, I mean, granted, you know, he's over 17,000 votes, but my gosh, we got beat by Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Poot Giuliani. This guy has more baggage than a trash man.
He didn't even try in New Hampshire for the last 2 months. He waved the white flag the same thing Thompson did, and yeah. He still beat us. I just don't understand, Mike. And I'll tell you what, I've been involved with the meetup groups up there. When I say meetup groups, not just people that meet in some, you know, old high school every Sunday and talk about Ron Paul. I mean, these are people that are hardcore dedicated, people that are literally quitting their jobs and getting houses together and going and canvassing all day.
We had thousands of people on the ground there.
I just don't understand. I don't understand it, Mike. You know, we put all this money into it. We have the ground forces in there, a grassroots campaign like never seen before. The only thing that would even come close is Goldwater in 62 and 63. The only thing that comes close. Running an insurgent campaign against the media, against the establishment, against the other candidates, everything that we were doing, we being the Ron Paul supporters on the ground, people disrupting their lives, you know, not buying their fiance or girlfriend, whatever, Christmas presents under that understanding because, no, I have to donate $600 to Ron Paul, so you can't have your necklace. And I've seen that happen multiple times. For what? For them to sit on it and say, oh, no, we're playing for April? What kind of crap is that? No, they knew the media wasn't going to give them a shot. They knew they weren't going to get any kind of respect from the mainstream media, from the corporate the conglomeration-owned websites. They knew that. They knew they had to win New Hampshire to have a shot, to stay in people's minds, to legitimate – and we talked about this – to break down the stigma that Ron Paul can't win.
Yeah.
And what did they do? You know what I mean? They didn't do nothing about it. We ended up with what? 11,000, 12,000 votes? That's disgusting. That's disgusting. And when we had 10,000 in Iowa, I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I'm literally sitting here just amazed, stunned that this is what happened. And I say we because this is a resistance. This is much bigger than just getting a politician elected to get Roe versus Wade repealed or to, you know, get gun law restrictions repealed. It's much bigger than that or to end a war. We are literally fighting, and your audience knows it because the RBN audience is the smartest audience out there. They know why Ron Paul was so important to the resistance against the elites because he was going to buy us time. He was going to throw a monkey wrench in their wheel, so to speak.
Yeah.
And now what are we doing? Now we're saying, well, at least he had some effect. At least he got a couple thousand votes. No, that's not good enough. That's not good enough anymore. Don't you guys realize that we are at the tail end here? If imagine a clock, if you will, right? Like a standard wall clock. And 12 o'clock represents the New World Order, their great dream, their great work if you're into the Masonic side of it. We're right now sitting at about 11:55. Ron Paul could have turned that clock back just a little bit, just enough to give us some time to get this information out, to grow a resistance, to give us a chance. And now what are we looking at? Well, maybe he can run as an independent. With what? With what? You can't even get on the ballot. That was my idea. And you guys, you and Ethan basically shot that down and said, no, there's no way he's going to get on the ballot. I looked into it, and you're absolutely right. You know, even Nader didn't get in the ballot. So even Michael Bednarik couldn't get on the ballot for a legitimate third party in the Libertarian Party.
Yeah, 20 years ago, yeah, a third party run would be an easy thing to do. But now in most states, my state here in Oklahoma, you can't even write in a vote. So it doesn't do any good. Let's take a call here. Dwayne in Tennessee, thank you for holding. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Yeah, good evening, fellas. This is not my time of day, but listen to this. You know, we've got to figure out what the lesson is in all this. And Mr. Paul is a God-fearing, upright man, but he's got a gentle nature. He's going to have to start being able to see through some of these folks there that he thinks is helping him, that's hurting him, man. Somebody that's got his ear needs to tell him this, because, you know, not going to be any hope there if he don't get rid of these folks. It's going to be killing him there before he gets off the ground.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't blame Ron Paul for this at all. I mean,
no, I don't either. I don't either. I mean, this guy's running from pillar to post. He's going where they tell him.
Yeah. I mean, the guy is 72, 73 years old. We know he's not great in debates. He never was. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's not Ron Paul of 88. I think you said this before, Mike. This is maybe the guy we needed. We needed the new Andrew Jackson to come in there and kick an ass and take names. But this is what we have. We have a great statesman who knows what he's talking about and is heartfelt about it. But he's not great in debates because he's not great at condensing all of this information, all of this radical thinking into a 30-second soundbite. But, again, that's why you have a national campaign that should be out there running ads attacking Mitt Romney on his changing of positions. Last night I was on one of your programs, Mike, and we talked about it, the metamorphosis. And I was thinking the commercial up in my head as I'm talking. And if I could think of that, why can't these people who are supposedly professional politicians, why can't they think about this? Giuliani, so many things you can hit Giuliani on. You can hit him on 9/11. Hell, in the debate on Saturday night on ABC, Giuliani said verbatim, our foreign policy has nothing to do with the terrorist attacks. It has nothing to do with international terrorism. Right then and there, Ron Paul should have just – at the time, I mean, he should have jumped up on that soapbox and said, you go read the conclusions in the 9/11 Commission report that you claim to cherish, that you testified in front of. You go read Bin Laden's 1996 fatwa, his declaration of war against us. What does he cite? What did the 9/11 Commission say was the cause of 9/11? It was our intervention in the Middle East. Right then and there, Giuliani's campaign is over because he doesn't have the 9/11 crutch to stand on. Right then and there, he's dead. But no, what did Ron Paul do? He sat back, took notes, and let them berate him. And I just –
He was a literal pinata for the first half of that debate Saturday night. I mean, it was like a bunch of blindfolded kids at a party swinging a bat and hoping the candy will come out.
That's what I'm saying. He's going to have to overcome his gentle nature to carry on.
There's no time. I mean, unless he wins Nevada going away. And I don't know if that's even possible. You know, I don't even know if that had that big of an effect. That's the only thing I'm looking at right now that would get him back up there and get – because, I mean, politically, and I'm looking at this sort of as someone that, you know, is an amateur political historian, the importance of New Hampshire isn't because of the delegates or even its place in the country. It's because of the boomerang effect it has. The New Hampshire state constitution says that they have the first primary in the country no matter what. No matter when anybody else schedules theirs, they have to move theirs up. It's a boomerang effect.
It, like Iowa, you know that it's at the very beginning. So what you do is you go in months before, you start building your organization, and you start building up your name recognition in that state because they're going to sit and focus. They've been talking about Iowa and New Hampshire now for the last 4 months.
Right.
What they have focused on. And so now you walk out of here after they talked about it for 4 months, and you don't even have 8% of the vote. You got no delegates out of this thing. And you spent less than $300,000 when you've got a war chest of $20 million. Lucy got some splaining to do.
Absolutely. I mean, when you have Fred Thompson basically waving the white flag, getting 1% and spending the same amount as you, I don't get it. I don't get what their thinking was on this. I mean, and Mike, I'm going to give you their numbers. I know you already have Jesse Benton's cell phone. I'm going to give you Rand Paul's too. Get him up and say, what the hell were you guys thinking? You were with him in New Hampshire the whole time. What was going on? What's the thought process here? Politically, I don't understand what they were trying to do, why they did this. If they think that, we have this one in the bag, we're going to save the money for the tougher states. You can't do that when you're trying to come from nowhere to win a nomination out of nowhere. It doesn't work. It'd be one thing if you were John McCain, who has national name recognition, who everybody knows who you are, who started out as the front runner and has a solid base in New Hampshire, which you won going away 8 years ago. But when you started out at less than 1%, when you're trying to build a foundation of support in this country from all over, not just younger people and libertarians, but when you're trying to bring conservatives over, you have to get out there and do that and spend the money and build this coalition. You can't assume anything. And I don't know. And maybe we're all wrong here and we don't see the big picture like they do. I don't know. But we need answers and we need them soon, because the next time they come out and say, we need $23 million by February. Screw you. What did you do with the last $20 million we sent you? And that's what you got to think about here. Where's the bang for the buck?
Yeah. Dwayne, anything else you'd like to add with us?
Nah, just, don't have to look at the lessons learned, and Mr. Paul's going to have to look at them seriously, too, I mean, and figure out what's going on. Y'all have a good evening.
You too. We definitely need to turn Ron Paul into Buford Pusser quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
And have him, show up with a ball bat and start beating it on the table or whacking some heads or something. He had the chance to destroy Rudy Giuliani. Could have destroyed John McCain at the YouTube debate and didn't. And it's because he's a genteel man, and I understand that. But we are in the fight of our lives, and to get his ideas across, we're going to have to knock some heads together. I mean, literally, right. from a political standpoint. Craig in Iowa, thanks for holding. Welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I'm going to tell you, I swear, but I am mad as hell here because. I'm telling you what, man, I know this stuff is rigged. I absolutely know this is rigged. This is bull. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to bring up the Democrats, but you're telling me Hillary is going to come out ahead of Obama? The whole freaking county, the whole freaking state was out for Obama.
Hold on. Greg, I'm going to have to let you go because we can't allow that language on there. So this is not just on the internet, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
I'm upset too, and to any of our stations out there, I apologize.
I don't think they could probably make it out anyway. My phone bank's pretty messed up. But
I think he was pretty messed up too.
he sounded it. But
I understand the total frustration here. Because I mean, absolutely. I have sat here and because I can't tell you, I do two programs a day. I'm on the air 4 hours a day. And I can't tell you how many hours I have dedicated to nothing but talking about Ron Paul.
Right.
We've invested, I mean, hours and hours of airtime. I know other shows on this network have done exactly the same thing. Hours and hours and hours of airtime. This stuff costs money. This costs a lot of money to operate. It ain't cheap. And I've given money out of my pocket as well to the campaign. It's not a lot. I've given everything I can give. But at the same time, Rob, since this is our revolution, he's just the messenger, as he said, that this is our revolution, then it's up to us as well to make sure our investment's protected.
Absolutely.
That it's being spent right. And I'm not saying there's any, I don't want to even claim of any impropriety in the campaign, because that's the farthest thing from my mind. I'm just looking at why you're in a major state. Granted, it's only 12 delegates, but boy, it sets the tenor and tone for the rest of the campaign. Why you spent less than $300,000 on television ads in the first primary in the country, and then in the first caucus you spend less than $200,000. You wind up with a lousy 10% in the first one, which was pretty good, got you some media, but this a fifth place and less than 8%. That ain't good. I'm sorry. I love Ron Paul. I love his message. And 6 months ago, I didn't think he stood a snowball's chance in hell of winning. But as we've gone on and this message has gone on, I've become a believer that this man can win. And right. And I'm sitting here wondering if the campaign is going to be able to do this. If the campaign can't do it, then it's time we set up our own 527s and we do it.
Right, and that's exactly what I'm saying. I'll explain. Basically, with a 527, it's a private group, much like the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth that came out and basically sunk the John Kerry campaign, no pun intended. I believe it's mostly tax exempt, and it's a private organization that runs political ads. MoveOn.org, I believe, is a 527. At least they started out as such. I hate to say it like this, but this is what it's coming down to. Instead of wasting money on the Ron Paul campaign or blimps up in the air and crap like that, this sideshow stuff that doesn't really work. Why don't we start these 527 groups and start running ads nationally about the Federal Reserve? Hey, this is why your economy is tanking. This is why your dollar is useless. This is why your dollar is going to be worth this much less by the time this commercial is over. We can run it on so many different things and really get our message out there so much more than you or I could ever hope to do. Maybe that's what we got to do, because if anything that this campaign season has shown, is that there are people out there who are totally dedicated to this message, who do know what's up, who are afraid for the future of their country and are willing to fight for it, now with their dollars and in the future with their rifles and their lives. And instead of maybe putting that hope on a campaign organization that just isn't ready to do that and take it to that level, maybe we got to start doing it ourselves. Who has been successful in this campaign? It's been the meetup groups. It's been the ground organizations, the grassroots. It's been all of these private organizations putting these things together and making it happen. I mean, I'm highly critical of the Ron Paul blimp idea, but they made it happen. The blimp is flying. I've lost total faith in the Ron Paul campaign, and I hate to say that because I have a lot of friends that work over there, and they're great people who really do believe in this. But they're not ready to be in this fight. You need, like the man said before, you need a James Carville. You need a Paul Begala. You need someone like that's a total political hound who knows how to get things done. You need someone. You need an ass kicker. You need somebody that's going to take you by the scruff of the neck and say, here, this is what we're going to do. If somebody's going to attack us, we're going to respond with an attack and take them out at the knee, because we're the right ones here and right on the issues and so on. And that's what Ron Paul should have been doing today. He should have been out on every radio program he can get on. He was on Laura Ingraham today. I know that much. And supposedly they made an ass out of him. All right. I didn't hear it, but that's what I've heard from pro-Paul people as well as anti-Paul people, that they made an ass out of him.
We went Friday. Friday Rasmussen had Ron Paul at 14%.
At third place.
Third place. Right. Saturday, after the debate Saturday night, the poll comes out on Sunday morning. He's down to 8%. The debate Saturday night killed him. I mean, it did a lot of damage. As I sat and watched it, I mean, everybody tries to spin it and make it sound like it's and yeah, unfortunately, in the Patriot movement, we do a little spinning, and I wish we wouldn't, but I'm tired of spinning. You know, like, well, hey, that was a knockout, you know, knockdown, drag-out performance. He did great. No, he was beat around like a pinata. And it's time, you know, he needs to go Morton Downey Jr. on him.
Right.
And let these people know. But he was wounded grievously in that Saturday night debate.
Right.
The Sunday afternoon town hall meeting that didn't even make it to the internet was a debacle. Although I hear the 200 there that were there had a great time. That's wonderful. But the fact that he wasn't in the Fox debate on Sunday night, we all knew that. But they did nothing to capitalize on it, other than get a shot on Leno.
No, and you know, the sad part about this is, and I'll try to get this in quickly. If you don't kiss up to certain people, and if you don't spin things a certain way, guess what? You don't get the opportunities in this movement. It's sad to say, it's not always about truth. This network has been, and I can say that honestly, no matter what happens in my program, they've been great to me. But a lot of other networks work with the good old boy style.
Now, back in just a minute, we'll be in the final segment here around the corner.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, final segment here on the Midnight Rider. If you got comments about this program, I'd love to hear them. What's your, you know, if you didn't want to call in, you want to just, you know, write and get it off your chest. My email address is Mike@MidnightRiderShow.com. Mike@MidnightRiderShow.com. Let's take a final phone call tonight. John in New York, thanks for holding. You're on the program. Welcome to the Midnight Rider.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, I did hear you announce me. Anyhow, you know how many Michael FM 100 watt stations I could put up with $20 million?
Oh, Lordy, son. We could blanket the country.
Yes. I could do a 100 watt micro station because of the scale of the economy. I could probably do it for $400 or $500.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah. So, anyhow, I just really, I don't know. I thought something was wrong in Iowa, but I don't live there, so I didn't know if they're spending any money on commercials, but I have never seen a commercial in my area. And in my area, and even though I have a micro here going, I've never met but one or two people that even know a little bit about Ron Paul, but nobody knows. I think I heard of that name before, and some of them even thought he was like a pope or something. So, anyhow, you know, nobody in New York State here around me really knows who he is.
Yeah, well, that's a problem. If you're not running ads out in advance, we've got Michigan less than a week away, and I've heard reports from people in Michigan, no ads.
Yep. They haven't spent a dime. I mean,
and the late night with Jay Leno, a lot of people on the East Coast are going to bed, and the old folks, and also he comes across as a very, I hate saying this, but like a wimp. And
he's not a very charismatic guy. But yeah, I mean, let's remember to thank Jay Leno for doing that literally last second, flying them out to L.A., getting him on, and getting him that 15-minute interview on a late night show is very, very rare. And especially, I mean, Leno took care of him. And Jordan Maxwell has told me on multiple occasions that the Jay Leno crew love what we do. They love Ron Paul. They love this message. They hate the New World Order, and they know all about it. So it doesn't surprise me that Leno was the first one to really give Ron Paul that national network attention. Then he did it again on short notice. That's the whole point of this. You know, like I talked about before, he's not John McCain. He doesn't have that national name recognition. That was why we gave him this money, to go and put ads out and get his name recognized and get his message out there. Instead, what happened? They sat on their hands. They lost Iowa. They had a realistic shot at third place in Iowa, which in my opinion is what they should have had. New Hampshire should have been either close second or they should have won the damn thing. And where we're literally at the end of the pack. Thompson didn't even run. He's a corpse anyway. He's the weekend of Bernie's candidate. We finished well behind Rudy Giuliani, who waved the white flag on the state a month ago. It's indefensible. It really is, and there's got to be shakeups in the Ron Paul campaign. He's got to start realizing he's got to get more aggressive. I've been saying it. Mike's been saying it. Everybody's been saying this. He's got to get more aggressive and go after these people. If that's not your style, you got to make it your style. I mean, if you want to really win this, that's what you got to do. You've got to adjust, and that's it. I mean, that's it. We've seen what's happened. We realize what doesn't work. All right, let's make adjustments and move forward and do what we can to win this thing.
Yeah, indeed. John, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And that's it. That puts a wrap on it for New Hampshire. We've got South Carolina coming up. We've got Michigan in 6 days. Super Tuesday is, February 5th. That's going to be 20 states. If they were holding money for that, my gosh. I mean, it's they should have already been running ads in these states.
Yeah.
And getting this stuff going. I mean, I'm no political pundit. I've never run one of these campaigns, but I've been around the media long enough to see how this stuff works and how it runs. And my gosh, I can't believe that we're sitting here. We should have been talking about Ron Paul in a minimum of third place tonight, and what a good night this was, and the momentum we would have coming out of New Hampshire. Instead, we're talking about he didn't even make 8%, and they spent less than $300,000 in the state. That's inexcusable. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow night with more. With